Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Comedy live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Couple of things. A, the podcast of the show is very popular. People love it. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of just pure Pharrell on a bench, no commercials, and it's just fast and furious. You'll like it. Comes out every night after the show, immediately after the show, like within a half an hour. And then the next morning as well, the following day, on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On The Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Pharrell On The Bench. Make sure you catch the podcast of Pharrell on the Bench. You can also catch the ILC podcast. That's Carver High's hockey show. He's always got new episodes out and about and appearances. Check out ILCpodcast.com for all of that skinny. And what else? Preemptions. Very flustered. People get very upset about it when I'm not on. They're like, you're not on tonight, Pharrell. What do I do? I don't know what to do. You're never on. There's always a game on instead of you. You know, whether it's NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, NFL, Monday night, Thursday night, I'm always getting preempted in markets. So what do you do? It's simple. It's very simple. Do this. I'm on all 4 hours on several apps. Radio.com app. Boom, all 4 hours. It's awesome. Favorite CBS Sports Radio, and you'll get it every time you pull it up. Then the CBS Sports app, I'm on air every night, 4 hours. Boom. The Sirius XM app, channel 206. Boom, all 4 hours, period. And then Ask Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio. And that works. All 4 hours everywhere, every night on those four avenues. You can't lose. So stop with all the BS and your station preempts me every other night. Why not just download those apps and never miss the show ever? It's just fantastic. Also, we're going to be in Vegas next week, next Thursday and Friday night live, the 21st and 22nd from the MGM for the heavyweight championship of the world between the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder, and King Kong Ortiz. It's their second fight. Wilder knocked him out in the first. We'll see. Wilder Ortiz 2 at the Grand Garden Arena Saturday night, the 23rd on Fox pay-per-view. Call your cable operator and order the fight. We're headed to Vegas after the show on Wednesday night. One last thing. I'll be off on Monday and Tuesday because my father-in-law died today, 34C's dad, and 86 years old. He passed away today, and I got to do wakes and funerals and eulogies and all that stuff. So I'm going to be going to all those events over the course of Monday and Tuesday. So I will be here Wednesday live for the show, Wednesday night, the 20th, live. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll do it live from Vegas. So I will be going to Vegas. Of course, you notice, Scarver High, death and carnage will not stop me ever from going to Vegas.
Never.
One of the keys, as you know, Mafia, what was the one thing, what was the one thing I said to you this week in the car about Vegas?
But are you going no matter what?
Yeah.
No getting out of that.
I said, he better die before I go to Vegas, because I'm going to Vegas. I go, I'm not coming home for a funeral. I'm not going to come home for anything. A wake, a funeral. Once I go to Vegas, I'm not coming home. So you need to kick it before then if you want to, you know, get me to be involved in the whole process. So thank God that he is not suffering anymore and that he was taken from us today and he's on his way up to the big, bar in the sky A sports bar. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's actually a sports bar heaven where you can not only watch games, but drink heavily and bet on games and smoke reefer without any problems from local popo. So, yeah, I'll be here Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday we'll be live in Vegas. I think that sums it all up, doesn't it? I think that covers everything. Carver, you got anything to add to that? I said you got a new episode of Isle Seed. You got any appearances this weekend?
Not this weekend, no. Everything's pretty much till the start of the new year as far as appearances go.
All right. So there you go. And by the way, San Diego State up 16-7 on Fresno. Marshall already a winner over Louisiana Tech tonight in an upset. So feel free to call the show now for the remaining 2 hours of the show here in the midnight hour east and then 1 a.m. east. We'll do college and pro football if you want to talk about any game or if you want to talk about this guy, Myles Garrett, who's been banned for the rest of the year and postseason, everything. He's just not playing football this year. He's going to appeal that, and he's going to lose. Right? I mean, you don't think he's going to win that appeal, do you? No way. I don't think so. Can you imagine if they let him win the appeal? And he doesn't end up missing time because, you know, there's... I don't see how you can attack some guy with a helmet and win an appeal.
Well, you got to remember also what the suspension says. It says... So, you know, the rest of this year plus, as in it could be more than that. So even if he got an appeal, they could appeal it down to, all right, well, it's just the rest of the regular season then. So they left that area there where, you know, because it kind of says indefinitely even beyond the seven games.
Right.
They're not overturning any appeal. There's not going to be any of that.
Did you?
This guy whacked a guy over the head with a helmet.
Ooh.
Okay. He's not.
Did you think
any
at any point that, like when you saw today the reaction to it, did you think any of that was overdone, like that it was just blown out of proportion, or did you think it deserved the type of crucifixion that they gave him today? Like, they crucified the guy. Like, you would have thought he murdered somebody.
I actually was more surprised at some of the people who wanted to put more blame on other people
on
involved.
Rudolph.
Yeah, there was a lot of people coming out today trying to say that, you know, Rudolph is the, you know, he started it all and he did this. And,
yeah, he started it from underneath him getting his ass beat.
Now, you go through this, you know, you look at the slow motion from the bottom of that pile. He clearly has his hands on Garrett's helmet down there at the bottom of that pile.
Right.
And you know, in a motion where he's either trying to get his hands away or trying, you know, doing whatever's down there. And there's an even slower motion where, you know, he kind of gets a foot in the downstairs area of Garrett also.
Oh, home plate?
Before Garrett rips the helmet off of his head.
Was he stealing signs?
Whatever happened, it still doesn't justify him ripping the guy's helmet off and smashing him
over the head with it. He sculled him.
I mean, honestly. You cannot defend that.
Wasn't his reaction great when he got sculled and he looked at the ref like, did you just see that?
Right, right. And then the other guy pushes him on the ground.
Oh, he just had a bad night getting shoved around by everybody.
I mean, plus, whatever the guy did, you know what? That's like, it's like a domestic violence incident. We'd be like, oh, she cursed me. She did this. Like, she's 5'10", and, you know, you're 5'5", and you're 6'3", and 270 pounds. It doesn't matter what she did to you. What you did is not okay.
Right.
Garrett's huge. Mason Rudolph, I don't care if the guy poked him in the eyes, you know, Three Stooges style, ripping his helmet off and bashing him in the head with it. No excuse.
Did you think, Mafia, that it was blown out of proportion today?
No.
Or did you think it deserved the...
It deserved it. The guy basically, you know, was one step away from killing the dude. If he hit him wrong with that helmet, a guy who's already been out with a concussion, you know, you worry about head injuries in the NFL, who is using that piece of equipment to
protect him. What do you think would have
happened
if he would have killed him? That would have been a real story. Seriously, can you imagine if something happened like that and the guy actually did it and the guy died? Can you imagine what would happen? He'd never play again as long as he lived.
He'd never play again. He'd be in jail.
He'd be in jail.
To life, you know?
Can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine, you know, because that's just horrible. What we saw was horrible enough. I don't want to imagine it could have been worse.
But do you believe all of his apologies? All these people saying he's a great guy. Normally, it's the one you run. Normally, he's a really good guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone. How about my ass? All season long, he's had problems. This started in the preseason. He's been getting in fights. He has been dirty. He's been a dirty player in other games this year.
He's gotten flagged a lot. But
this is not the first time. He knocked out the guy. Who was the quarterback he knocked out? Broke his he injured some quarterback.
That would be with the Jets. Simeon.
Simeon, he ruined.
Which was a late.
It was his ankle, but it was a late hit.
He hit the guy week one against Tennessee.
Right.
So he's had some late.
Late hits and cheap shots.
Late hits and cheap shots this year. There's no question. So.
How about, did you see Perfect? Isn't he the guy?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said today?
Well, yeah, that's a way to get back into the league, by calling your boss some very nasty names in public.
He called Roger Goodell a B.
He did.
He said, I sat with him in a meeting in New York, and he's nothing but a B.
Which may be true, but
you ain't my
he's the one that's still deciding your fate.
You ain't my B. I used to start my show with that song when I lived in L.A. back in the day. All right. Charlie in Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Yellow.
I've got news for you.
Yes, sir.
Number one, as for guy Myles Garrett, he can be darn glad that I'm not the commissioner of the league, which I never will be, of course.
Right.
Because if I were, he would be expelled now.
Permanently. Permanent.
Yes, absolutely. He'd be out of football unless the FXL was stupid enough to pick him up.
Which
one of the things I'm calling about is some spreads that I've seen, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are on them compared to mine, because I know your expertise on...
What are they?
Number one, I strongly question the 34 points given to spotted to Wake Forest by Clemson.
Yeah, I don't like that game either. I actually think Wake Forest will be in the game. I think they'll cover.
Minus 21 would be the worst I'd have given him.
Yeah, I don't. You can't give that. In my opinion, I know Clemson's better than Wake Forest hands down, but I don't think they're. I don't think they're going to blow them out. I think Wake Forest had a great season. They're a good team. They score a lot. They move the ball. So I took Wake Forest.
Another one I question is Iowa State over.
You got to get these games down before you call me up and start guessing, dude.
I know, but anyway, there was one. Was another one?
Okay.
Oklahoma was in
I don't know. You don't know the games, so if you don't know the games, don't call. You know what I mean? You're like trying to guess. Do you know how many games there are? There's 100 games. And you're like, you know, there's this one game. Who is it? I think it's Oklahoma. No, maybe it's Oklahoma State. What about? Is it Tulsa? I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that, dude?
Iowa State's playing somebody, and they're favored by something.
No, there's a game tomorrow.
There's a game.
And we're going to watch it.
And I can't remember. Are they playing?
I mean, it is a full slate tomorrow. There's a full slate. You picked this.
Listen,
sport.
Here's the deal.
It's a full slate.
If you want to ask me about games, be my guest. I'm all for it. Just know which games you're talking about. In the spread, because I'm not going to go looking for them. I'm not fishing tonight. It's hard enough. Do you know how hard it is to find the game you're talking about when there's 100 games on the board? John in Buffalo.
Hey, Scotty, how about those bikini girls on your Twitter mentions today? Shagadu.
Oh, those were fantastic. Very strong effort. I gave it very strong effort status.
By the way, bro, your site's kick-ass, man, and I dig it a lot.
Thank you, bro.
So I have a solution about everyone's favorite sport, NASCAR. Look, I like NASCAR. You know, not as much as NASCAR George, but even I can admit, you know, there are problems, man.
Right.
So Carver High explains well about the driver popularity issue. I think he explains that pretty well. But what I believe is a big part of the problem is the length of the races. So these races are 500 miles and 4 hours long. So forget the young crowd. They're out of it. It's tough to get any non-hardcore to watch every minute of that. I believe... like a redone Daytona 400, Daytona 300 would be a lot easier on the eyes for everybody.
Yeah, listen, I have no problem with that. You know those, you remember the what are the, because I've been to a million of these races. What is the one in Charlotte where they do the 125s, those two races, those fast ones? They're like,
oh, yeah, man.
The All-Star Shootouts or whatever.
Those are great races. Real short, fast, right to the point. Let's see who's, you know, rock and roll. Let's lock and load and drive 200 miles an hour for, you know, 20 minutes and see who wins. I think those are fantastic. The best, you know, as I've said many times, the best thing about NASCAR is the party in the infield. There's nothing like it in sports. It's better than any tailgate. It's better than anything. It is, you know, the Indy 500 and the NASCAR races, Daytona, Talladega. I've been to all those. I've been to every NASCAR race known to man, and there is nothing like those parties. I mean, they are just fantastic. Now, I'll give you this. The people that are there, some of them are really backward-assed and just completely freaked. They freak me out. Like, I've been to some of those races, and I'm talking toothless wonders and dudes with, you know, giant wool sweaters on their chest and back, just hairy, disgusting. They look like, Grizzly Adams over here. Like, Sasquatch. I can't even deal with it. Like, the some of the people at those events are just disgusting. But I will say this, it's more fun than anything I've ever done. I've been to all those parties and I got hammered. I had a blast. I partied with people I didn't even know, and there's just all kinds of things going on that are illegal. It's just awesome. So I don't even care about the racing. I really don't. It's just, to me, it's the dumbest thing ever. I can't even deal with it, the driving around in circles. It drives me nuts.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the kid, Rania, just threw a horrible pick for Fresno State inside the 10. Threw a ball away, and it got picked. It just was a terrible throw. He was in trouble, and he heaved it down the sideline and got it picked off at about the 5. And they were moving in to score to make it a 3-point game. So that's a game changer right there. Celtics up 76-73 on the 76-74 now on the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay. Lakers 82-74, 9.5 to go at Staples in Lipstick City. It's good having you on the show tonight. We're doing the show in honor of Billy O, who died today at 86. Led a long, healthy, prosperous, fun, crazy life. And the last few years weren't good. That Alzheimer's gets you, that dementia, that is just a killer, man. That stuff will sap the life out of you. I saw him go downhill really fast, and I hated seeing that because he was a really cool dude. I mean, you know what's great? I got to be honest about it. I used to just get so hammered with that dude. I mean, to tell you, Mafia. Do you remember when I used to drink with him? That guy and I.
No, we all used to drink with him.
I mean, he could really drink, that guy.
I feel like that starts about half of our good stories about anybody. Like, oh, man, the drinks I had with that guy. The parties we had with him.
I mean, honestly.
Trouble I did with him.
I mean, honestly, that guy could throw him down, like, all day. He would go so hard. Like, if there was, like, you know, like the NFL on Sunday from 1 o'clock until midnight, I mean, he would literally gas for, like, the whole – literally 12 hours. I mean, just pounding drinks. I used to get, it was so great because I was like, I'm dating his daughter. This guy drinks like one of my buddies. It's just crazy. I go, is there anything better than like some father-in-law that drinks with you like toe-to-toe? You can go the distance. That can just go, I mean, just, he was awesome. Like, this guy could throw down. He'd be like, you want another one? I'd be like, yeah, and he'd make me a double. And I would drink the rum. He'd be drinking the vodka, and it was on. I mean, we would just go at it and then just argue about sports because he rooted for all those losers, like the Mets. He would never shut up about the Mets and Giants. Oh, God. I was always like, Bill, the Steelers have 6 Super Bowls. The Giants are the greatest organization known to man. 4-1 in Super Bowls. Right? Isn't that what they are, 4-1? I'm like, oh, thanks. What are the Steelers, 6-2?
I believe so.
Yeah. I'm like, shut up, Bill. He's like, do you want another one? I'm like, yeah, I'll have another one. I'll be right back. I'm going to go out in the garage and smoke a bowl. Wait, are we on the air? Check. Check 1, 2. It was great because there were times when I was living in his house, right, with his daughter, and he'd be downstairs because he always like stayed up late. And remember, Mafia, he'd stay up late and he'd watch TV. He could never sleep or something. He'd be down in his chair at like 3 in the morning drinking, and like watching TV late night, and I'd be upstairs like hitting the hookah out the window in his house. I'd have the window open in the middle of winter. It's 20 below, and I'm blowing giant doobie tokes out the window in his house. You could look at anyone driving through the neighborhood, look up in the what's going on up there? You see this big shard of smoke coming out of the window. That was me, actually. But the guy was cool. He was really cool, man. And I partied with him a lot. He loved the show, and he loved sports, and he loved to have a beverage. I mean, this guy would drink like a champion. I mean, he was a champion. Now, I'm sure his kids and daughters and all that don't want to hear that, and I don't care. How's that sound? You lose. Oh, by the way, I'm doing the eulogy, too, so be prepared. You might want to get ready for that on Tuesday when I bring out all those stories. Do you think they'll like it if I tell the story of the night we did that eight ball together? No? I'm just kidding. I never did an eight ball with him. I did the eight ball by myself. With his money. He was drunk, so I slipped a Jimmy, took a couple bills out of his. I'm just kidding. It never happened. But I did his daughter multiple times. Wait, I married her. Never mind. I'm just kidding. Corn dog. Anyway. I get along with the wife, too, Kathy O. I take her gambling. I've taken her to Vegas. I've taken her to Palm Springs. I've taken her to Atlantic City. She parties hard, too. Do you remember when she tried to sleep with my friend? She was like 80, and she hit on my buddy. He was like 34. She was hammered on Jameson, and she's like, I'll sleep with you. I was like, what's up?
Remember when she told our boss all the shows sucked except ours?
Yeah. She told the top guy at Sirius she was hammered. She told him, your shows all suck except Pharrell's. I was like, oh, God, she's awesome. Russ in South Carolina. Yo, Russ.
Yeah. Hey,
you're on.
Pharrell.
Hey, dude.
Listen, man. First off, hold on. I turned my bong over. Hold on for a minute. Can I get a double, please, first?
Can we get him a double? A little double finger, J-Mo. Shake it. There you go. All right.
Pharrell, I gotta rep my area. I'm from the PD. You know me. A freaking caller. I owe you Mafia Carver High at the condo on the beach. Here's the thing. Look, man, much respect. You have the best show on radio.
Thanks, man.
Sports, period.
Thanks, brother.
Hands down. Now, remember, when my father died in February, I called you on the air. I had to go to Indianapolis. I was at the JW Marriott downtown. They
right.
know you down there, too. I don't know what you were doing.
Right.
But listen, my dad was a Marine. They gave me full respect. And that morning before the funeral, about 2 or 3 in the morning, ESPN had this special. And here's Pharrell talking about the Dallas Cowboy Steeler thing. I'm the unofficial, official president, the sickest Steeler fan in the world.
Right.
I have one question to you at the end of what I want to finish saying.
Right.
My brother's a cowboy. He's 55. I'm 57. Seeing you on that TV that night, my father always said, he sounds like Wolfman Jack.
Right.
My father was a Mets fan. He loved the Colts because he's from Indiana. But here's my thing, man. My condolences is out to your family.
Thanks.
And things. But when we saw that, that really touched me. And to hear you dealing with that, man, you're awesome. Now, here's my one thing I want to say. A shout-out to all the vets. I come from the PD, Harry Carson, Lewis Cooper, Lawrence Timmons, Raymond Felton. That's the PD. That's where I come from, Marion. I rep it. But let me say this to you, man. You have the number one show in sports radio. My condolences out to your family.
Thanks, Russ. I love you, brother. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate that very much so. I do. We were circling the wagons a little bit right there, Carver High. We had to, once we got through it, like the third time, we got to.
Yeah, you got to reel it in.
We got to reel it in. Charlotte, Maryland, Philly, Cleveland, Sacramento. Don't give up. I swear to God, I won't blow through so many bad stories. When I come back, I'll go right to your calls. That one took a little while talking about all my alcoholism. It's always fun to talk about my alcoholism with people. It's to let it out. Just let it all out for a while. You'll feel better. I haven't drank since 2011. It's just awful. I'm so good at drinking.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, get on PharrellOnTheBench.com because it kicks ass and takes names and makes people fat stacks. College football, I haven't had one week, not one, the entire season outside of the 60% bracket. I mean, simple as that. I'm over 65% winners, bets documented in college football this year. And in pros. I hit 5 out of 10 weeks in the 70s. 79, 77, 71 twice, and a 70% week. Last week sucked, but I've had so many great weeks that you just got to sign up for ForRealOnTheBench.com. You get everything, boxing, MMA, NHL, NBA, college rack, football. It's just a beautiful thing. Chicks dig me. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. You're going to need to. She'll spend it all. They're evil, these women. They are evil, but good looking. That's all that matters. Smoke shows. Did you see the guy that called in earlier talking about the surfers? Did you see that on my Twitter today? There were some just bikini asses. It was just fantastic. Some guy plastered my Twitter feed with a bunch of hotties. I love that. Congratulations. I love you. I support you. I like all girls that surf. Greg and Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, we love it here in the Carolinas, buddy.
My man.
Robert Cohen.
Get him a cold beverage, Mafia. This is unbelievable.
Hey, real quick, I'll get off the air.
Pub's open.
You know, they beat this thing to death today, but let's go over it real quick. I'm going to give a quick snapshot. Ray Rice, domestic abuse. Colin Kaepernick, you know, whatever he did, you know, kneeling. And now we got Myles Garrett. I think it's time, Roger Goodell, get on all the talk shows. Just hit them all. Come out as a leader and just tell them what the public and tell everybody in the NFL and everybody watching the games what he thinks about this. We need to hear from him. Plus, did you see the interview with the coach from the Browns after the game?
Not really. I mean, I saw bits and pieces of him saying that that they were embarrassed and it was bad and all that, but what else?
I'm not saying Bounty Gate or anything like that, but if you look at the game from top to bottom, you know, you had the two hits to the head, the two helmet to helmet,
right.
And you got Myles Garrett.
Right.
I'm not saying Bounty Gate. I'm not saying he said to the team, hey, let's, you know, lay it on them and, you know, go out and hurt people, but there's something brewing under the ground there. When they pinpointed him and pinned him to the wall, he just like, well, I don't coach players to hurt other players, you know. And it was just a real – I think it's time for him to go. Kitchens go. Just you know, boot him out. And then I want to hear from Roger Goodell. I want to hear your take on it.
Yeah, well, I can understand you wanting to hear from Roger Goodell. But as I've said on the show in the last few weeks, he's been Mr. Invisible this year. And he's just out of the limelight. It's unbelievable, but he's done nothing. You don't see him anywhere. So there's been some writing about him that he's going to finish out his contract, and that'll be it. That'll be done in the NFL.
Or get the CBA done, and then he'll be done.
Right, that he would get the CBA deal done and then be out. But I'll believe that when I see it. I mean, nothing like walking away from $50 million a year to sit in Park Avenue in your big plush office with total control of the world, including nuclear weapons. Is he not more powerful than the President of the United States, Roger Goodell? And then the other thing is, I'm not following you on Freddie Kitchens, that he should be fired for any reason whatsoever right now, other than he should be fired if they are losing and they don't win and they have a terrible season. And right now they're, 4-6? If he turns it around and wins out, believe me, he's not getting fired because they won two straight. So they're not firing a guy that's all of a sudden turning it around and winning. And you're not going to blame him for that fight last night. And if you have any substance in that accusation that he's behind it, that he, you know, coached his players to go out and concuss players and hurt players, you know, prove it. There's no one else is saying that today, that he was trying to hurt people and trying to injure people. But it definitely was a dirty game. And you got to remember that the Steelers and Browns hate each other's guts. So this is just another rivalry. This is no different than the Bills playing the Patriots or anybody else.
No, look, I think the main criticism of Kitchens after the game last night and a little bit today was that, like everything else, his team is very undisciplined. You know, it's an undisciplined football team. That's what it is. And, you know, that is a prime example when something like that happens, although nobody could know that a situation like that is going to happen on the football field. And he sat there after the game and said, this is awful for the game. You know, we should be talking about the fact, I think he said, we should be talking about this is the first time since 1999 that the Browns beat the Ravens and the Steelers in the same season. I heard him mention that. He's like, but now we're not going to talk about that. This is what we're going to talk about. So,
well, he got exactly what they deserved.
Right.
You have a guy do what he did. That's what they're going to talk about, Freddie. Thanks. Thanks for all your wisdom, Freddie. But here's what happens. You have a guy attack another guy with a helmet on an NFL football field in prime time on national television, you are doomed. That's what's going to happen. And that guy's toast. I don't believe for 1 minute that he's getting reinstated because some judge or some arbiter is going to get in the middle of it or anything else. He's going to lose on appeal, too. He deserves nothing. I've always felt that guys, obviously, now, I don't want to be the guy saying, I'm one to talk or anything like that. But when you do something heinous and then you come out with that pathetic apology immediately afterwards, just no one buys it. No one's buying. He's sorry to everyone, and he's sorry to Rudolph, and he's sorry to his mother and everybody else, and the fans and everything. That's just such BS. He's sorry for, you know what he's sorry for? He just lost his paycheck. That's what he's sorry for. He's not getting paid. He's suspended without pay. He's not going to make any money. So he just lost his entire paycheck for the rest of the season. So he's done. That's what he's sorry for. I don't believe for 1 minute he's sorry with Mason Rudolph. He tried to kill him. So he tried to hurt him with a helmet. Like, so he's sorry. Sorry, my ass. When you get in a fist fight with someone, are you sorry after the fact? No, unless you go to jail and lose everything, right? Then you're sorry all of a sudden. No one's ever sorry when they get in a fight. I know I'm not. I'm not sorry for anything when I get in a fight.
And your boy's saying he needs to hear from Goodell. Why? You heard from Goodell today with that suspension. That says all you need to say from Goodell. What's he going to get on an interview and say, you know what, this is terrible. I can't believe this happened. It has no place in our game. We'll come down harshly on it. It's going to be the same BS statement you get all the time from him. Like, it's going to be the same rhetoric. What do you need him to come out and talk to the press for?
Yeah, he's not going to do that. He's not even going to do it anyway. How about the Warriors beating the Celtics now by 5 with under 2.5 to go? And they're, having the game of their season so far tonight, taking on one of the best teams in the NBA and beating them. But it's not over yet. Kemba just hit a 3. It's a 2-point game, so we'll see what happens. What happened, Garber High? Was there a U.S. game tonight or something? Was there a U.S. soccer against Canada or something?
I believe there was a friendly, yeah.
Did they win? Who knows? It's very exciting. Here you go. Robert in Maryland. They won 4-1 in the U.S. They had lost to Canada before, but they won this one. Robert, go ahead.
Take a shot on his behalf, and let's do one.
There you go. Get him a shot for Billy O.
All right. As egregious as that incident was last night, it made me think of incidents that were much worse on the playing fields. And the three I came up with was Juan Marichal beating Johnny Roseborough with a baseball bat, Todd Bertuzzi sucker-punching Steve Morton and driving his head into the ice, and Kermit Washington KO-ing Rudy Tomjanovich. Can you think of any others?
Yeah, I mean, those are perfect. I mean, that's a perfect three right there. Yeah, those are all worse. I thought they were all worse, those three. But, this looked really bad. It's, like I said, primetime national television, NFL, the only game on, the only game, the flavor of the night, and then you're on national television, and that's what you do? It's just a bad look, so, but it is what it is. I'm a little surprised that, it was a bad scene, it was ugly and everything else, but, I mean, to crucify the guy like they have today, I think he's an idiot, but... I don't think he deserves to be nailed to the cross, to be honest with you. I mean, they literally, people want to put him in federal prison. They want to, ruin his life and everything else. I'm sure he's got tons of money. He made a lot of money so far in his career, so he'll be okay. But it was really stupid because he's lost a big chunk of money for the rest of the season. You know what I mean? He had a big contract, and he's not making any of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we could find a couple that – are worse.
McSorley Brashear
is definitely one that sticks out to my mind too. Chris Simon, I was at a game actually at the Coliseum where Chris Simon took out Ryan Holwig of the Rangers. He hit him clean in the head with a stick too. So there's been a couple in hockey that have been pretty ugly also.
Yeah, of course. There's been all kinds of fights, but in hockey, the hooliganism was accepted for a long time, right? I mean, let's face facts. So, 855-212-4227. So we got another hour to go. I do want to talk about the games like Cowboys, Lions, Jags, Colts, Bills, Dolphins. You got Broncos, Vikings, the U.S. Bank and Mini, Saints, Buccaneers, the Jets, Redskins at FedEx. Falcons are in Carolina. Texans, Ravens in the Charm City. That's the game of the day. Cardinals, Niners in Levi's, Santa Clara. Bengals, Raiders in Oakland at the Dump. Pats, Eagles, the second-best game of the day, if you ask me, in Philly at 425 East on CBS. Bears, Rams, the Sunday nighter, and then the Monday nighter, Chiefs, Chargers in Mexico City at Azteca Stadium, Estadio Azteca. They've had all kinds of problems there before. Hopefully they'll get this one in. Didn't they have one there last year and they canceled it or something?
They say the field's in great shape this year.
They're ready to go. All right, you got another hour to go. Call us up. Talk about any college or pro football game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.